Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Tom Sullivan is back on the show. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he's an attorney by profession. He was, at one point in time, was the advocate over at the U.S. Small Business Administration. That's when he and I first met years ago. So he's got a long history of helping small business owners, and he's doing it again now with the U.S. Chamber. He's our good friend and has been a member of our Brain Trust now for about 15 years. Tom Sullivan, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's always great to have you back on the show, Tom. So tell us what's happening at the Chamber. What are you up to these days on behalf of small business at the Chamber?
Well, we're doing a lot, but every day I wake up and try to talk with parts of your Brain Trust to make sure we're going in the right direction. 2018 is going to be an exciting one for us. We will continue to be out on Main Street more often than on Pennsylvania Ave here in Washington, D.C. Last year, we hit 5 cities in about 4 states. We're going to do the same next year, looking at Dallas, Atlanta, Minneapolis, D.C., and Phoenix, so that we can meet with small business owners and really take the direction directly from Main Street. This is all part of our partnership with MetLife. They also are producing a small business index for us where we interview 1,000 small business owners every quarter and then publish the results of how optimistic they are about the environment that they're operating in and their immediate future for small business. So we're going to try to stay on the pulse of small business as much as we can. And as far as policy goes here in Washington, D.C., we are going full steam ahead to make sure that Department of Treasury writes guidance and rules that are pro-growth, pro-small business when implementing the new tax reform law.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tom, that is such an important thing, and I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that in more detail in the next segment. Thank you for bringing that up. But I want to come back, so don't think I don't appreciate that, because I really wanted hope you and I would talk about that, because you know how I feel about this. But I want to come back to your tour, though. The five cities you've been in, the 5 you're going to, the work we do with MetLife. I want to hear more about those events.
Thank you. I'd love to share more with you. These events really are done and hosted by our local chambers of commerce. As you know, the strength of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the businesses, the small businesses we represent, really come from the 1,600 local and state chambers of commerce. And
absolutely.
So we have those local and state chambers of commerce hosting what we call the small business master classes. They're 3 parts. One part, inspiration. Second part, tools and tips. And third part, Jim, this is what happens when small businesses get together, and that is networking and business opportunities.
Very important.
So we really try to have a 3-day conference in 5 hours so that we don't waste small business owners' time. And we are committed that every small business attendee leave well-fed, inspired, and with some tools or tips to allow their small business to reach the next level.
Well, absolutely. And now, and of course, and you say you had 5 of those, and you're going to do 5 more this year?
Yes. Yes, we are. We're going to kick off in the spring with Dallas. Then when we get into the summer, we'll be going up to Atlanta. I guess at that point, they call it Hotlanta.
Are these online? Are you archiving some of these things?
We are archiving them, and then we're rolling out our schedule very shortly.
Okay.
The easiest way to find them is smallbusinessseries.com.
Smallbusinessseries.com. So check that out, folks. And then can they go to that website and take a look at what's already happened?
Oh, they sure can. We try we try to promote these not only because they do contain great information, but also we want this next year to even have greater participation.
Everybody can't get over there. So I mean, the people who are out in the gaps between those five places, you know, they'd like to know about what's going on too. And thank you for archiving that, all of that. I got to take a quick break here, Tom. USChamber.com is the website. SmallBusinessSeries.com also, is that right?
That's right, Jim. Thank you.
Check that out. Tom Sullivan and I will be right back. When I come back, when we come back after this break, I'm gonna put Tom in the hot seat, and we're going to hold him accountable for helping the Treasury Department make sure that the small businesses don't get hurt with this new tax law.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.